So today is the appearance day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He was the son of the great devotee Bhaktivinod Thakur. Bhaktivinod is considered to be the pioneer to bring the message of Krishna to the Western world. And Bhaktivinod predicted that in the future one great personality would take the message of Krishna out of India and spread it all over the world. That person is A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And his spiritual master was the son of Bhaktivinod Thakur, Saraswati. His name is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And I'd like to read to you what he wrote on his deathbed, which is very, very instructive for us. Srila Prabhupada translated this from the original Bengali into English. And here is that. So as it says here, Prabhupada comments, His Divine Grace, Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, the celebrated Acharya or spiritual head of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, spoke the following few lines as his message just a few days on December 23rd, 1936, before his passing away from this material world. So here is Prabhupada's translation of Bhakti Siddhanta's Bengali. I have most probably given many people troubles in the mind. Some of them might have thought about me that I am their enemy because I was obliged to speak the plain truth for service and devotion towards the absolute Godhead. I have given them all those troubles only for the reason that they may turn their face towards the personality of Godhead without any desire for gain and with unalloyed devotion. I hope some day or other they may understand me rightly. So it happens when one becomes a preacher. Sometimes some people, some audience, takes the preaching in the wrong way. And so, showing his Vaishnava humility, Bhakti Siddhanta here is explaining that that was not his intention to upset anybody, but as he says, I have to speak the plain truth. And that plain truth is service to the absolute Godhead. And then his continues. So now he's speaking, Bhakti Siddhanta is speaking to his disciples. I advise all to preach the teachings of Rupa Raghunath, disciples of Lord Chaitanya, with all energy and resources. Our ultimate goal shall be to become the dust of the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Raghunath Goswamis. So, Bhakti Siddhanta, his father Bhaktivinod Thakur, and as was mentioned, Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Gaudiya Vaishnavas are those who accept Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna himself. And they accept the philosophy and mode of service to Godhead as taught personally by Lord Chaitanya. That methodology centers around the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But one of the principles of Lord Chaitanya's teachings is that one follows the servant of 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 Krishna. One does not assume a presumptuous position that I will approach Krishna directly. The teaching of Lord Chaitanya is that one becomes the servant of 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 Krishna. So even Lord Chaitanya, Bhakti Siddhanta, is saying, actually, we are serving Lord Chaitanya's disciples. The book we just read, Nectar of Devotion, was written by Rupa Goswami. And Raghunath Das Goswami, even he did not get so much directly from Lord Chaitanya, but he was trained by Lord Chaitanya's secretary, Swarup Damodar. So that is the way it is implemented. You become the servant of the servant. And so what's he saying? We shall become the dust of the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunath. He continues. Again, he's talking to his disciples. You should all work conjointly under the guidance of your spiritual master with a view to serve the absolute knowledge, the personality of Godhead. You should live somehow or other without any quarrel in this mortal world, only for the service of Godhead. Do not, please, give up the service of Godhead in spite of all dangers, all criticisms, and all discomforts. Do not be disappointed, for most people in the world do not serve the personality of Godhead. Do not give up your own service, which is your everything and all. And neither reject the process of chanting and hearing of the transcendental holy name of Godhead. You should always chant the transcendental name of Godhead with patience and forbearance like a tree and humbleness like a straw. So I like this particular section very much. So there's a few points. So he's instructing his disciples, work conjointly, and that is the hardest thing. We have seen in any institution, any temple, that is the hardest thing, to work conjointly under the guidance of your spiritual master. But the whole idea is to serve the personality of Godhead. Then the next point. You should live somehow or other without any quarrel for the service of Godhead. So that means somehow or other tolerating, forgiving others. And keep in mind, that's all right. I have a job to do. I have to serve God. Now the next one I really like. Do not, please, give up the service of Godhead in spite of all dangers, all criticisms, and all discomforts. Then the next part. Do not be disappointed. Yes. Even Krishna points out in Bhagavad Gita that hardly one knows him in truth. So to become a devotee, yes, there will be lots of criticism. There will be discomforts, and there's sometimes dangers. But we don't give up our service to Krishna. Then he says, do not give up your own service, which is your everything. So when you get a service, when you have a service, that you hold on to. You hold on to that. For me, That is something I always meditate. Do not give up your own service. And then, neither reject the process of chanting and hearing of the transcendental holy name of Godhead. Even if I think I'm advanced, still I have to go on hearing and chanting. Some people think, okay, I will hear and chant up until the point I get liberated. Now I'm liberated, no more hearing and chanting. No. The real mark that somebody is liberated is that they become more attached to hearing and chanting. Not that they want to give it up like it's some kind of chore. Like people sometimes they will go to a gym and they'll work out and work out and work out and work. But now when they get buff, okay. Now, chanting, hearing and chanting is a regimen. And we're trying to get purified. And how do you know you're purified? How do you know you've made advancement? Because you want to hear and chant more. That's the real mark. You actually get a taste. And therefore, what does he say? Chant the name of Godhead with patience and forbearance like a tree and humbleness like a straw. He's repeating the instructions of Lord Chaitanya. Trinadapi suniche na tarori vasahishnu na amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. We wish that this mass of our body of flesh and blood may be sacrificed at the altar of preaching the Sankirtan movement, congregational chanting of the holy name of Godhead propagated by Lord Chaitanya. So that's another instruction, that we are here to promulgate the Sankirtan movement. This is what we're doing today, is the Sankirtan movement. We are not desirous of becoming a hero of work or a reformer of religion. So we're not in it. We're not doing this so that we get some name and fame. A hero, a reformer. No. But our reality may be identified, again he says, with the dust of the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunath. For that is our everything. In other words, selfless, yes? I cannot say with any remembrance of a why Rupa and Raghunath, that I don't know. Yeah, Raghunath, yeah, that's the one. Don't know why, I don't know. The flow of the transcendental tide of the attraction of devotion will never be blocked. And you, with all your energy, shall devote yourself to fulfilling the desire of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So what was Bhaktivinoda Thakur's desire? That everyone become a devotee. And what did Bhaktivinoda Thakur say? That the day will come when the high court judge will have the Vaishnava Tilak on his head. I don't think Trump will ever do that. Yes. So we are meant to be servants of the servants. Now he continues, there are many amongst you who are well qualified and able workers. We have no other desire whatsoever. So you may think I'm very qualified, you're very talented. Good. But keep in mind what we're doing. We're here to serve the Sankirtan movement. There are certainly many difficulties while we are in this mortal world. But it is not our business simply to be overwhelmed with those difficulties or try to overcome them only. We must know, even during the duration of our present life, as to what we shall gain after overcoming all those difficulties of life, and what shall be the mode of our permanent existence. In other words, he's not saying to neglect your body, so to speak. You have to take care of this machine, this car. But that should not be where it ends. Like, you hear this argument all the time. I don't have to care about God. I don't have to care about this. I just have to be a good person. I just have to do my duties. That's not enough. Yes, you have to take care of your material things, and you must try to overcome the different difficulties. But we must all, as it says here, our permanent existence. So our permanent existence is in the kingdom of God. Our permanent existence is service to God. So that has to be beyond just taking care of the body and mind and household and my family and my obligations. Beyond that, I also have to be pursuing my permanent existence, pursuing my spiritual life. Not that I just do my duty. No. You also have to be increasing your engagement of your permanent life, permanent existence, meaning devotional service, Krishna consciousness. He continues, we must make an adjustment of all things that evoke our love and hatred, and for those that we want and do not want. So that's on the material platform. Attachment and detachment of this material world will engage us more and more as we become farther and farthest from the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. In other words, a lot of people just get too much involved in what's happening in this material world. They like what they like, they hate what they hate, and they just get so much involved in this material world, but they forget, as he wrote here, your permanent existence, your spiritual life. So he's saying, don't get absorbed, don't get involved in all the negative, positive, attachment, detachment. You have to get involved in your own spiritual advancement. When we are able to transcend the position of attachments and detachments of this mortal world and be attracted with the holy name of Godhead, it is then only that we can understand the import of the transcendental service of Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. So yes, as it is nicely stated here, everything is centered around the chanting of the holy name. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nastyeva, 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 Gatir Anyata. In order to become completely attached to the chanting of the holy name, as he says here, transcend attachments and detachments. There are two sides of the same coin. But to transcend it, then we can become attached to the chanting of the holy name. He continues, at the first instance, the subject Krishna is startling and perplexing to us. Everyone who's called by the name man is more or less struggling, knowingly or unknowingly, to eliminate those invading elements that are baffling our conception of eternal need. It is our only duty to enter into the kingdom of eternal need. So the kingdom of eternal need, that is Godhead, that is Vaikuntha. So the kingdom of eternal need, the soul. What is the soul's purpose for existence? Why do we exist? We exist because we are meant to love and serve Krishna. That's why we exist. So the eternal need of the soul is to constantly be in loving service to Krishna. That is the meaning of this Maha Mantra. When we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We are doing just that. O Mother Hara, O Krishna, O Ram, please engage me in your service. We are meant to be instilling this desire, this prayer, constantly, without cessation. This is the eternal need. Please engage me in your service. Bhaktisiddhanta continues, we have no love or hatred for anyone in this world. All arrangements made in this world are but temporary. There is therefore unavoidable necessity for the ultimate need for everyone in this world. Everyone is part and parcel of Krishna. Everyone has the capability of developing love of God. So we're not here to get caught up in the material drama. We are here to help ourselves and help others develop Krishna consciousness. He continues, you should attain the transcendental loving service of the objective, being situated in concerted action for that one aim. Let there be a constant flow of the ideas and thoughts as conceived by Rupa Goswami and his followers. And we shall not at any time show our slightest dejection for the seven-tongued Sankirtan movement. So that seven-tongued Sankirtan movement. Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahada Vagni Nirvapanam Sraya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadhu Jivanam Anandam Buddhivardhanam Pratipadang Purnamrita Swadanam Sarvatma Snapanam Parang Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So, the first tongue, it cleanses the dust from the mirror of the heart. Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahada Vagni Nirvapanam. Second one, it extinguishes the blazing fire of material existence. Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. It spreads the white lotus of auspiciousness upon everyone. Chaitodrapa Namarjanam Bhava Mahada Vagni Nirvapanam. Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. Vidyavadhu Jivanam. The fourth one, it is the life and soul of all transcendental knowledge. Everything you want to understand comes from this chanting. Vidyavadhu Jivanam Anandam Buddhivardhanam. Chanting places you in the midst of an ever-increasing ocean of transcendental bliss. Anandam Buddhivardhanam Pratipadang Purnamrita Swadanam. At every step, you can taste that which you have been hankering for life after life. Everyone is searching for that topmost pleasure. Everyone. Everyone is looking for that topmost pleasure, but unfortunately, they think it's to be found here in this material world. But the teaching of Lord Chaitanya is that that pleasure which everyone is hankering for is found in this chanting of the name of Krishna. And it's the full taste of nectar. Yes, there are so many material enjoyments, but it's not the full happiness. You're always feeling insufficient. No matter what you enjoy in the material world, you always think there must be something more. But Lord Chaitanya is teaching, you want the full nectar, you want the real thing, it's in this chanting of the name of Krishna at every step. Pratipadak purna amrita, full nectar. Everyone loves nectar drink. Rus, nectar, the full. And you get it step by step. Every time you chant, it's one more, Hare Krishna, another step. Sarvatma snapanam, the seventh tongue, the full bathing of the self. When you come home from work, you're tired, you've been on the freeway for an hour, 2 hours, you're cranky, sweaty, stinky, achy, the mind is disturbed because 8 million people cut you off when you're driving, or somebody at the office twisted your brain, said something to tweak you, or your boss comes to you at 5 o'clock, actually I need you to stay another 3 hours. So when you get home, so the best thing to do, take a bath, cleanse yourself, refresh. So this chanting is a bathing of the soul. The soul becomes nice, refreshed, cool, calm. The seven-tongue Sankirtan movement. If we have undaunted faith in it, we shall then only achieve all perfections. So we have to become faithful to this Sankirtan movement. You should all therefore preach with fearlessness and with utmost energy the message of Rupa and Raghunath under the guidance of the followers of Sri Rupa. And in one place, Prabhupada wrote that the spiritual master and his instructions represents all the instructions of the previous acharyas. So you just have to follow what Prabhupada has given us, centered around the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Everybody. So Krishna praying,